my boy King. He's been on the podcast once before, and he's going to take a somewhat permanent position as the co-host.
Whoa!
Have you ever seen a lightning strike that fucking close?
I'm saying.
Dude, look how uncomfortable he looks right now.
Have you ever had green?
Let's get started with the next part of the podcast, and that is the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack.
Hey.
Going so hard, I be breaking my speaker.
Dude.
Sometimes I hear the sun that's such a feat. Yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I flow the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Go Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spill. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm all f***ing tell.
It should be my meat. Then I go right to sleep.
Or you can fucking hold it for all I care.
There we go.
I don't give a fuck.
Hello, 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 hello.
Testing,
hello.
Testing. All right, we're live. Live. All right. So after a abundance of events and a bunch of disorganization, however you pronounce that, we have a new co-captain, co-host, my boy King. He's been on the podcast once before, and he's going to take a somewhat permanent position as the co-host of the Broke Knuckle Life podcast, and this is episode number fucking 90. 90 episodes. We've been doing this for 2 years.
90.
Still haven't even released the two-year anniversary. It's been two-year anniversary 2 months ago. Fuck it. We're going to go live. So before we do anything, we're going to actually...
Sun that's such a feat, yeah. So do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet, yeah. No shake my hand or reach. I flow the beats, I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats, silent sweep, fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed, spinning round my head. Fuck a Fred, leave it red, made it red. All the blood I bled, all the blood I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud, it's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells, all that you can spell.
All right.
Little hype session.
All right. All day, every day. The intro, and then after the intro, we're just going to run through it since this is your first time in the seat. So let's see. We got the intro out in the hot seat of the BKL 90. So you're here sitting in the seat. We're going to go through the intro. We're going to go through all the segments. We're going to have a Gramps basement. We're going to have a Dope or Nope segment. And let's get started with the next part of the podcast. And that is the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack.
Hey.
You like that shit?
Okay.
The Dak, Tides on SoundCloud. He has a new track for you called Void. We're going to vibe out to this a little bit. I actually did a audiogram for him that he's going to post, and I'll have it on my right or left, whatever it is. I forget each time. Are you ready for it? Someone commented on this track. It's like a 2D video game.
Yeah,
someone's running through some levels right now, like jumping
like Mario
up and
or something.
Yeah, some Donkey Kong Mario shit. It's fucking great. And there's so many transitions and twists.
Right now it feels like I'm about to fight a boss or something.
And now it's chill. Now you're like going to the next boss. The interlude levels. He's a master with that synth. With that synth, man.
Okay. Okay.
We'll move on after this transition. I was waiting for this part.
Okay.
You fucking going ham with it, bro.
Yeah, let's go.
All right, so this will be playing. The full track will be playing in the outro, as always. And we're going to introduce Kingsley to the first Gramps Basement that he's going to be controlling. He's going to be in the cockpit, pausing, skipping, doing whatever he needs to do.
I got the control.
And we're about to get hype as fuck for this first video. We usually do a music video or like a music-related video like at the end. But I wanted to start us off right. It is a 4-minute video, but it's worth every single minute. So we're gonna let the Beetlejuice lead us into this Gramps Basement. It's Gramps Basement number 90.
Spell red.
Red, L S T E R.
That never gets old.
Me and Morgan comment on it every single time it fucking plays.
Do one more time.
Spell red.
Red. L-S-T-E-R.
His name is Lester, and he spells his own name wrong and the answer wrong.
Wow.
He's so confident. Like, whenever he's like, red?
Hey, confidence is key, man.
He goes
confidence
into
confidence is key.
Do you know he asked him that same question 3 times after, and he got it wrong each and every time. He asked him like right after. He's like, "So Beetlejuice, spell red." And then he just like fucked it up even more.
And he was confident.
Yeah, he's confident.
I almost believed it for a second.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, "Red? Yeah, fuck, like, bet." Okay. All right, but yeah, we're going to get right on in with the Gramps Basement. It's Harry Mack. Go follow him on the TikTok. He's got sold-out tour shows. He's basically an improv, like, off-the-top-of-the-dome freestyle rapper. Usually his methods is, like, he gets 3 words or, like, a whole bunch of different vocabulary words from wherever, whatever type of medium he's into. Like, Omegle, me and you talked about that. Mm. He was on Omegle with this, like, piano guy. That I should know because everybody was knowing him and not Harry Mack. And then I'm like knowing the opposite because I'm a TikTok fucking maniac. But we're going to go ahead and play that Harry Mack. So let's get on in with it.
Can I do a freestyle for you guys? Somebody let me get a random word.
All right, hold on.
Most creative word you can think of.
I'm about to start bobbing my head, bro.
Exquisite.
Jamaica.
Yeah. One more.
Hey.
Maserati. Who said that?
Hey, daddy.
Okay.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Exquisite.
Stank.
Jamaica. Maserati.
Stank.
Daddy and stank.
I forgot he actually did it.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm fucking ready, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, look at him. Look at him already.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, imagine if we witnessed this at like graduation. We'd be like punching each other.
Yo, rappers be talking, but I really live it. Moves that I'm making, y'all know they deliberate. Every time that I rhyme, got the whole game straight tipping. Y'all know that my lyrics exquisite. Yeah, y'all know my shit is too clever. When I be rapping, I'm lasting forever. Born of the beat, it be tougher than leather. I come with exquisite lyrics they can't measure. I'm making it happen. Serving my lyrics right by the ounce. Every time that I rhyme in the session, y'all know that I'm making them bounce. Oh shit, y'all know I'm lit up like reefer. Going so hard, I be breaking my speaker.
Dude.
This shit that I'm spitting is fire. Coming on the top and I've never been a faker. Every time I spit, I'm precise like a laser. Shock the whole entire game like a taser. Ooh. Like a fan span from D.C. to Jamaica. I'ma blow your mind with a heart free. Matter of fact, man, I got a lot of fans in Jamaica. That got me feeling like Bob Marley. Hey, stack up the top of the dome. Every time I'm spitting, I get locked in the zone. Huh, y'all know I'm going in hard. I reach in your phone, steal your Pokemon card.
Oh.
I'm getting too busy. When I be spitting, they hit me, they dizzy. Pop up in D.C., they wonder who is he. Yeah, H-Mag shining hella bright in this. I'm tight in this. I'm always just shaking
okay,
this.
Dude, what?
The way that I be spitting the lyrics is too ridiculous. I'm making it happen crazy when rapping. I'm taking the action. He never slacking a lot of lyrics. I'm packing. Yeah, I break it down and y'all know I'm straight blazing. Dude back here like, yo, he's amazing. Play your mind with the robbery. I can tell this the first time you saw me. Hey, Jay, man, we represent hip-hop. These ain't anybody watching my vids on TikTok. I think you're on my level, yo, hardly. I'ma get you twisted just like the Bacardi. Hey, Jay, man, I got you in the rage.
Dude, he's not breathing.
I'ma call you out. I keep it real. I ain't never on a faulty route. Killing it, doing it gladly. All of these rappers be calling me daddy. Child. That's cause I father this style. I be the greatest. I know that they hate this. They don't even get it. I said I'm exquisite. My moves are deliberate. I'm breaking it down. Come off the top with the craziest.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Can pause it real quick? Top rank. Dude, at the end. That motherfucker is feeling every single word. Every word. Whenever he was breaking it down fast, bro, he was like, holy shit.
His face right now is like, this dude, I can't believe I'm.
Yeah, he's like, that is stank, bro. That shit sounds fucking amazing. Dude, at the end, he ties all of them together. It's fucking, it's incredible.
Genius.
Just genius. Harry Mack is a genius. Let's resume.
And we get a whole lot of bank. Y'all know I told you I'm about to leave the whole track stank because my lyrics too stank. When it got a freestyle, yo, I got this. Yeah, I'm about to make them go crazy. Oh shit, this one is for the ladies. Y'all know we back online. Y'all know
imagine how much pussy that dude gives. Bro.
We got exquisite. We got look, Jamaica. And we got daddy. And we got stank. My flow is godly. Leave the track body. I'm way too fancy. I need Maserati.
Ooh! He uses all of the words.
I'm a Maserati engine. And I be known for ill flowing. He's like, my God, this dude is still going. Too cute. Got my man in the bow tie in the blue suit. Yeah, y'all know I'm rattling the speakers. Hold on, wait a minute, dude is rocking sneakers. Y'all know these rappers can't test me.
Like low key roasting.
They bless me. Y'all know I'm ready to cardiac arrest me. My man pulled up in the SBs. He's got the Nikes, he's rocking the Dunks. Live off the top,
that's actually clean as fuck.
I got the lyrics, that shit that you want when it comes to the rounds. I don't never get punked. Man, getting busy in the spot. Y'all know
dude, I'd run through a wall.
Yo, earlier I made just pick a drop. I'ma drop these bars, drop these rhymes. I got this shit that they cannot avoid. Y'all know this whole fucking track I destroyed. Girls and the boys, make some motherfucking noise.
My birthday, have him perform for me.
Bruh.
Please.
Dude, have him in the middle of everybody. And then, bruh, that's all you need to start a party. After that, everybody's running through walls. Look at him. Everybody wants to dap him up so bad. Yeah, so his TikTok will be like on the screen up there. So Harry Mack official, go fucking follow him, man. Woo! All right, so now things are just gonna de-escalate and just get weirder.
How? Because dude, I'm hyped right now. Like,
I wanted to pause it real quick. I curated this to fuck with every type of emotion that you have. So we're gonna start out strong. And then it's just gonna fucking deteriorate until the end.
Gosh, now I'm scared. Okay.
I forgot what video is next. So just go over to the skip thing, and then we'll see.
Can we?
Oh yeah. Pause this. Right. You know how I was talking to you about like zodiac signs and shit?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Listen to this argument.
Oh gosh. Okay.
It's amazing.
Oh my.
Go to the beginning.
No, bro. Please.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Can we ask the zodiac signs real quick?
Oh my God, no, bro.
Please.
No, bro. That shit guess? Does not matter. Guess? It is not true,
guess.
Bro.
I like when people guess.
Yes. Okay. How do y'all feel when girls be saying that though?
I feel like a lot of the shit that you say is gonna be in fucking valid. That's exactly what I've. What's exactly?
You think
what,
so?
Because it's like this. If you wanted to guess my sign, and I told you, you say, "Oh, I think you're a Cancer," and I'd be like, "No, I'm a Taurus."
Are you?
Yes, I'm a Taurus. Do I act like a Taurus?
You do.
I do?
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking Taurus.
You gotta try that, man.
Gold. Yeah.
You gotta try that.
Can we ask
let's play it again.
Oh my God, no, bro.
Please.
Slap their
no,
hand.
No, bro. That shit guess? Does not matter. Yes. It is not true.
Do I act like a Taurus?
I like when
I'm not a fucking Taurus.
How do y'all feel when girls be saying that, though?
I feel like a lot of the shit that you say is gonna be in fucking valid. That's exactly what I've. What's exactly what?
So?
Because it's like
hey,
this. If you wanted to guess my
sign,
and I told you,
literally
you say, "Oh, I think you're a Cancer," and I'd be like, "No, I'm a Taurus."
Are you?
Yes, I'm a Taurus. Do I act like a Taurus?
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not a fucking Taurus.
He said that with a straight ass fucking face. Like he's actually fucking pissed.
That is gold. Yeah, I'm definitely using that.
Yeah, just like agree with them.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yeah, oh, I'm a Cancer. I act like a Cancer, right?
Yeah, I definitely can feel that energy
right
now.
I'm not. and then like I have the opposite. And be like, are you that? Yeah. No, I'm not.
No, I'm not.
All right, let's go to the next.
Whoa.
Have you ever seen a lightning strike that fucking close? Okay? Look at this.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Just like barely missed him. How do you even...
It's like rapid fire.
Wow.
I would have shat my pants. It's like fucking up the video too. Like you see the videos going out?
I would have definitely driven off the road.
Yeah, bro, that's a lightning flash right in front of your fucking car. I don't know how they're so calm about it. She's just like, oh.
The perfect video at the right time.
Like, like if that was me and you, how?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck? You see that?
I have a heart attack on the spot.
All right, let's see if you'll have a heart attack with the next video.
That's a sign.
That's an omen.
I'm like,
whatever I'm doing right now, I'm changing paths. Like, this shit ain't working. I wanted to throw that in there. Wow. He put his hands up like it's not me.
He's like, hey, here's a party trick.
Did he really... I mean, I know he's drunk.
Yeah.
But did you really think that was... Dude, it's like the worst way that he could have fallen too. Because like it opened up all over him.
Starts out good, you know, he's right there. and then
try to pause it whenever it opens up on him.
Oh.
Look, he's looking at it. He's looking at all the shit about to fall on his
face. At this moment, he knew.
He fucked up. Phenomenal.
Oh gosh. Alright, let's see what we got next.
Okay. Pause it. So we're to the cringe.
Oh.
All right, so this is the big Don, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we've watched this before on this podcast. So basically his whole thing is he goes into very quiet places, mm-hmm. and he makes everyone really uncomfortable and it you'll just watch. Just watch. I can't really explain it.
Let's see.
What is that at the surface of your ear? Daddy Don, fear no more. It is nothing but a wild nymph. Babadoo would exclude these words onto his comrade, myself.
He's filming them too. Like he has the camera in their face.
Special sound in order to get me off of him. Stay silent if you don't like to hear.
Stay silent if you want to hear.
Thank you for listening. And stay aware of Babadoo. You have been educated by the Don. Thank you.
Wait,
thank
did
you,
he sir. Say Babadoo?
Thank you.
Like,
thank you.
Like Dragon Ball Z?
Thank you.
No.
Thank you. Hello, welcome to my abode, everyone. Welcome. Just finished the speech. Right.
Dude, he doesn't care, man.
Bit late to the party, am I, guys?
You see the people behind them, they don't even like want to come in. They're like,
Daddy Don, fear no more. It is nothing but a wild nymph. Babadoo would exclude these words onto his comrade, myself, Sir Don, who would then respond with one special sound in order to get me off of him. Stay silent if you don't like to hear.
That guy, that old guy.
He wants to kill us.
Stay away with You have been educated by
Vedon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you found that a little bit funny.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it was, it wasn't on the cringe.
I mean, I feel like if I was there in person, I'd absolutely be like, damn, I want what he's on.
So I thought this might happen. So the next one is going to be a little bit step up. Okay, so we're gonna watch this guy called Infobren. He goes up to random people, mainly in Walmart, and it's just nonsense. So the basis of his whole comedy thing is he makes them think that they know him. He's like, oh yeah, you remember me? And then he goes on and on and on. You're about to see. He chooses his victims very carefully, very smartly.
He studies them before he goes up there.
Yes.
Okay. Well, denounce the weather. Shall we bounce together? So I'm going to be renting out the building between the hours of 0 and 16. Me, Kenneth, and the boys, we're hosting a mass game of Hemorrhoid Hunters. Parking lot will be open to the general public. We'll be dipping out between rounds to cool off with some tuna juice, pickle sphincter, and dunking our heads in buckets of sardine paste. Speaking of which, I got a sample on me right now. You want a taste?
No, thanks.
It's sardine paste.
No, thanks.
It's delicious.
Nah, I'm fine.
There's people coming by.
That has to be awful.
Yeah. We don't want to be in their way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dude, look how uncomfortable he looks right now.
Have you ever had green tarry stool?
No.
You want to sip?
No, I'm fine.
Dude, just leave,
that's
man.
Good stuff.
Just go away.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their necks.
Wow. He does
trying
this too.
To catch a little sneak peek at us.
Well, it was nice running into you, buddy.
Yeek.
Pause it real quick.
You keep breathing.
Look at the time of the video.
No way. No way.
So,
that guy is still there.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're only halfway through. For all the audio listeners, we're halfway through this. You would think it's about to wrap up, but it's not. Let's continue.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah. Hey, I actually have a question.
Yeah.
Merchandise related.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah.
So I got some shirts here.
Yeah.
Remember this?
No.
Now it's got some dog hair, it seems, on it. You know.
Yeah.
So
dude,
I'm just wondering,
so
if
angry.
It's gonna be full price when I walk out of here with it because of the dog hair. You know.
I don't think I would know. I think the people in apparel might know, since that's their whole
He's
thing.
He's trying to send them to another department.
And then we've got Dolphin Dice
nice
High
way.
Five.
Yeek!
It's also got some dog hair on it.
Nice.
So I'm just wondering if that's going to be full price when I skedaddle on out of here, you know?
Yeah, again.
Well, there is also this one here.
He was about to
WWKS,
say
What Would Kenneth Say? And as you can see, it's also
dude, they're
got
all
some dog
inside
hair
jokes
on it,
to the channel.
You know? So I'm just wondering if
he
that's
gonna
be
fuck is going
an issue when I try to hit the dusty trail, so to speak. Here, try this again. It's also got some dog hair on it, you know?
Yeah.
Pretty wild shirt though, huh?
Yeah. Wild shirt.
Yeah. Pretty wild.
Yeah.
You know? And it seems this one might have some
dude,
on it.
So good.
This one right
so
here.
Good.
Well, I think I'm gonna skedaddle. You know?
Hope you get a discount.
I hope I get a discount too.
You shouldn't have said that, man. Alright, what'd you think about that?
Well, denounce the weather.
It's like the same formula. He says some like crazy intro. This time he didn't really convince him that he was like friends with him, which is usually
his
what happens.
Deal.
But yeah. This was just complete and utter nonsense.
I feel like after a while, I'd catch on, and then I'd try to be more cringy.
Yeah, yeah. This he was just so uncomfortable. Like, he was obviously still in work mode the entire time, just, like, trying to... He's like, maybe this guy needs help. Maybe
they train him well at Walmart to have the utmost customer service.
Yeah, just stand there. And
at
just
any
be,
moment. cringy or someone's yelling at you, whatever it is, just be polite.
Just be polite.
Just be fucking polite.
Gosh. Oh, man. Let's see what we have next. I think that's it.
Right.
Oh, it's not. Oh, yeah, I wanted to end it off kind of light. You know how this is going to end.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think he's... Okay, pause it. What do you think is going to happen?
Well...
Do you think he's going to do the regular, like, flip all the way up and then he falls down? You think it's going to disassemble? Do you think someone's going to throw something at him?
I think he's going to go all the way around and then probably hit the corner of that wall.
Okay, let's see.
At some point.
Just a broken arm.
Bro, okay, stop.
Okay. I didn't even make it all the way around. I was completely wrong.
He did hit the corner, though.
He did. I was half right.
Dude, he hit it harder than he would have.
And I knew that one. You always have that one friend that goes above and beyond. And that dude was just like, all right, let's go to overdrive.
He's like, hey, you told me to send it. I'm sending it.
To the moon and don't come back. Wow.
Oh, man. Let's watch it again. One more time.
One more time. All right.
You know, I'm dead if this happens. Are you feeling it? You can bust me a little higher.
You can bust me a little higher. Okay.
Just a broken arm.
It's just a broken arm. What? He has a broken arm and he's doing that?
Yeah. Wow.
He re-broke it.
Just...
Okay,
it's his fault though. He asked for it.
He did. 100%. Right here. Right there. Evidence.
Just broke, huh?
God! God damn!
Oh, man.
All right. So we're done with the Doper Nope segment. We're going to go. I mean, we're done with the Grant's Basement. We're into the Doper Nope segment. I don't have an intro for that. We're just going to wing this one. I got three Doper Nopes that we're going to rate. It's the table edition, the king table edition. So I got this idea to do this Doper Nope like 4 or 5 hours ago. And it's going to end up with a story because hopefully you'll catch on by the time we we go to the last one. All right. So what do you think about this chair? Dope or nope?
Dope.
Cool. Let's go to the next one. You just skip, just like you did the Grand Space.
Gotcha. Hey, I'm learning, guys. I'm learning.
What do you think about that one? Dope or nope? Are you confused yet?
Nope.
Okay, nope. Okay. All right, go to the last one. Dope or nope?
Oh, dope.
Okay, so any three of these, do you think, which one of these three do you think you've fallen off at the bar and landed straight on your back? Because I remember one story you told me of one of the only times that you've been embarrassed in your life was whenever you were dancing on a whole bunch of tables. So I just want you to briefly explain that story to the lads of Broke Knock Life.
Wow. Yeah, you... definitely set me up for this one.
What do you think about that table there?
That was really smooth. This motherfucker, huh?
I actually have another one for the next episode.
So, it was one fascinating,
drunk
night at Fred's. Good old Fred's. For those that don't know what Fred's is.
Yeah, explain Tigerland and like the type of atmosphere that Tigerland is.
It's there's like what, 5 bars, I think, and it's a carnival.
Yeah, it's just like
rated R carnival.
Underage drinking happening all the time. People
Everyone
getting fucking
up, getting into fights.
Fights every single night.
just a
collection of debauchery.
A complete zoo. It's Sin City.
Yeah, it is.
It is Sin City.
So what were you doing in Sin City?
Man. So, this wholesome night at Fred's on a Saturday night. you know, me and my boys are out there getting drunk, having a good time, doing what we do, making the vibes and creating good times, good memories.
What were you drinking? What was fueling your system?
I think it was Rebel Vodka.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Okay, so you were... Okay,
so continue. I was hype. I was really hype.
That's hype drink.
And the song comes on. I think it was No Hands, so it created even more of a hype atmosphere.
You play that for the pregame here, so I can only imagine whenever that comes on, you're like, shit.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm like, all right, hell yeah, let's fucking go. And there's this girl up on the table, and I'm like, you know what? I like her vibe. Let me join in and create it.
Even better. Bigger,
yeah, even better one with her. So I go up there, you know, she's vibing, I'm vibing, and then she starts grinding on me. We're having a good time. And then I guess did not look behind me at that point because I was feeling the music so much and missed my step. And then boom, fucking fell on my back.
How crowded was it?
It was very crowded. I came to.
What do you mean you came to? I blacked out?
I probably knocked out for like a few seconds.
Oh my God.
I looked around and everyone's just like shocked, like, oh my God.
Dude, you must have busted it then.
Yeah. So I got up and I looked around. No, actually, my bad. I didn't get up. Someone helped me up.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you say the fucking bouncer helped you up?
Yeah, helped me up, and I just bolted. I didn't say anything. I just, like, ran away from that area because I was so embarrassed. Good times.
Yeah, because I don't know you to get embarrassed. And whenever you told me that story, and you told me that the moment that you were embarrassed was whenever the bouncer was the one to pick you up.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, but I made some people laugh. You know, they got to tell a story of a jokester up there.
You were trying to hit the fucking Dougie, Mr. fucking yeah. Step, falling flat on your fucking back.
Man, good times.
Good times. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. Hopefully it does. Maybe it'll happen this weekend. You never know.
Oh. You know what? I say that, but.
Yeah, just like you said, no Noah. Noah will be coming next weekend.
Oh, God. Hey, for you guys that have never been to New Orleans.
Don't do whippets.
don't do whippets. And just.
Don't do whippets. Oh, man. I don't think that's a good story to tell. Because I was watching that Steve-O documentary, and that shit is so fucking dark. Makes you sound like a fucking demon, man.
Yeah, I don't see how people do it. I don't know how fun it is, but I guess I don't know.
This is fun enough for people to get addicted to it.
Yeah.
And have like their own personal canisters of whippets that you were describing to me. That means they're in it. They ain't just getting them disposable whippets.
They had like a little rig set up and I was just like,
bruh.
Okay.
What are y'all doing? You said they were offering it to you?
Yeah, I was like,
nah,
I'm gonna save a few little brain cells I have left.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, dude, if I did whippets, I would become a fucking Neanderthal immediately. I would just revert back to like an old ancestral, I'll have like a hunchback and I'll start like trying to make fire in the middle of the living room. That's about it. Okay. So I wanted to cover one more thing. We might have a new person come on for like a separate segment. Icy actually wants to help me do the Dream Journal segment.
Okay.
So y'all can hear the intro to the Dream Journal. I haven't been dreaming much because, you know, I smoke CBD all the time. So that kind of just blocks out all dreams. But this is what y'all would hear whenever I do, if I ever do dream again. Welcome to the Dream Journal. How you like that?
Very, very soothing.
But yeah, my girl Icy is probably going to help us do the Dream Journal. She'll come on to that because she has some pretty fucked up nightmares. I'm not going to lie. I have some pretty fucked up ones too. So maybe we'll just do the Nightmare Journal. I don't know. We'll go with whatever. Go on that and scroll down a little bit. I think I just have like outro. Okay, we'll save that for next time. Okay, so we're going to have the I'm going to try to make the podcast like under an hour. With the Dream Journal, it'll probably make it to about 45 minutes. We made a good time today because usually there's a bunch of like ranting and a bunch of shit that I have to cut out because me and Morgan like know so much inside jokes that it's kind of hard to like shut both of us up. So it's nice to have it like very concise. So we're going to add the Dream Journal next time. It's going to be like 45 minutes to an hour at that point. And we're going to have the Dak Attack with the Mac at the back of the sack lead us out with Void. I can go faster. Dak Attack, Mac at the back of the sack. you know what that's from, huh?
Uh-huh.
I might explain this again. So this is from Big Pun. You know that rapper? He's like a Latino rapper. He's the first 600-pound Latino rapper to go fucking platinum. And one of his skits that he had, he's just like fucking around. He's like Mac in the back of the back of the act, Mac in the back of the back of the act, Mac in the back of the back of the act, back. And then I just Dak. I don't know. I love that album and I love Dak. Yeah. So I just combined the two to a promotion for his songs.
Hey, shout out to Dak.
Shout out to the Dak Attack and Mac in the back of the sack. This is Void. We're gonna let that lead us out. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, all that shit. Welcome Kingsley to the show. Comment the king emoji. That's what I want y'all to do. And if y'all can find some emoji that represents broke, I don't know, just like a broken line. I don't know. Be creative with it. So we're gonna have the. I'm not gonna say it again. We're gonna have Void, because I might not nail it, and I might fuck it up, and I don't want to end it on that. So Void Tides on SoundCloud. Go check them out. We'll be right back.